Imagine standing on a beach and looking out. The ocean may seem like one giant blue place, but it is more like a tall, moving neighborhood with different zones, powerful flows, and a food web that passes energy from sunlight to animals. Today we will explore three big ideas: ocean zones, currents and tides, and energy in marine food webs. First, ocean zones differ mainly by depth, distance from shore, light, pressure, and temperature. Near the surface, sunlight can reach tiny plant-like organisms called phytoplankton. They use light to make food. This sunlit area is called the sunlight zone, or photic zone. Below it, light fades. In the twilight zone, some animals make their own light. Deeper still, darkness remains. Pressure grows and water is often cold. Each zone has creatures suited to its conditions. Near shore, shallow water can receive sunlight and nutrients washed from land. Coral reefs, kelp forests, and tide pools can be busy habitats. Farther from shore, the open ocean stretches widely. The seafloor has its own regions too, from sandy shelves to deep trenches. So ocean zone can mean a layer from top to bottom, or a place from shore outward. Scientists use both ideas to describe where life lives. Second, what moves ocean water? Wind pushes surface water. Earth's rotation bends large moving streams, helping form broad currents. Differences in temperature and saltiness also matter. Cold, salty water is denser, so it tends to sink. Warmer or less salty water is usually less dense and tends to rise. This slow movement links the surface and deep ocean. Currents carry heat, nutrients, and drifting life. They can make nearby coasts warmer or cooler than places at the same latitude. Currents are not rivers with clear banks. They are wide, changing patterns in a moving sea. Tides are different from most ocean currents. They are regular rises and falls of sea level, caused mainly by the moon's gravity, with help from the sun's gravity. As Earth turns, coastlines pass through areas of higher and lower water. The exact pattern depends on the shape of the coast and the seafloor. Tides can be useful to animals. Crabs, mussels, shorebirds, and many other creatures time feeding or sheltering around them. Tides move water up and down, while currents carry water mostly from place to place. Third, let's follow energy through a marine food web. Nearly all of its starting energy comes from the sun. Phytoplankton capture some sunlight and become food for zooplankton, tiny drifting animals. Small fish may eat zooplankton. Larger fish, seabirds, seals, or squid, may eat the small fish. Predators such as sharks or orcas can be part of the web too. A food web has many connected paths, not just one straight line. One animal may eat several kinds of food, and it may be food for several predators. Energy moves from one organism to another when one eats another. But not all energy becomes new body tissue. Much is used for swimming, breathing, growing, and keeping warm. Less energy is available at each step, so food webs usually have many small organisms at the base and fewer large predators at the top. Decomposers, including bacteria, break down dead material. They return nutrients to the water and seafloor. Nutrients can help new phytoplankton grow, starting the cycle again. Let's recap. Ocean zones create different homes through changes in light, pressure, temperature, and distance from shore. Winds, density differences, Earth's rotation, and gravity help move ocean water through currents and tides. Food webs pass energy from the sun through many connected eaters, while decomposers return nutrients. These ideas are connected. Currents can carry nutrients and tides can bring food and oxygen into habitats. If you could explore one ocean zone, which would you choose? And what life would you hope to observe there?